Hey everybody, welcome to video 5 of module 4. In this video, we're going to be going through the law of unlimited potential. So just like the other videos, I'm going to just tell you a few points about the law. Then I'm going to give you a reading for all of us, everybody here, about how to work with the law, what prevents us from working with this law, what we need to know about the law. So the law of unlimited potential means that everything is connected and everything is possible. So remember, the law of unlimited potential, by the way, is like the law of abundance. We sort of move, those words are interchangeable, which means that absolutely everything you could possibly imagine, including the elements that could come together in alchemy that you can't imagine, that will reveal something brand new for you, everything is possible. The universe is unlimited. You limit your experience by your thoughts, feelings, beliefs, conditioning, memory, and environment that you happen to be in at any given moment. That doesn't mean that you have to blame yourself, it's just a fact. But how do we align with the law of unlimited potential so that we can move beyond the limitations of where we are and welcome in that unique, authentic, inspired life that may be different than what you have right now, right? That's what we want to look at. So it says here that everything is possible in spirit, but our human mind is often limited by our own experience and imagination. And this can block the acceptance of the form that spirit or the conscious universe has in mind for us, because it might be outside the limits of our human mind. It is also a reason that we can get stuck on a specific form and miss what spirit has in mind for our highest intentions. So I've got a great story to illustrate this. So imagine me way back when. I've been doing this for 30 years. In the beginning, the first 6 years of my career doing this, I told people, I don't do this. I'm really a singer, because that's all I ever wanted to do, was singing. I wanted to impact the world through telling my story in a creative way that would impact other people to recognize that the universe is magical, okay? I couldn't even see that I was already doing that in this career. I was ignoring the form. Now, maybe that was good. There was no internet, there was no, I mean, you only literally had to tell your friends and hand my phone number out on a little piece of paper. We had nothing that we have today. And I already, at 6 years, had clients in 29 countries. Like, I am not kidding, 29 different countries somebody had called me. And I'm like, I don't really do this. I'm really a singer. Like, go away, right? This is what I was doing, ignoring the form. Why? Because I didn't want it. I didn't understand that this was everything I wanted, but I couldn't see it because I was so hung up and miserable, FYI, miserable, chasing something that was trying to run away from me, all right? So don't bang on the doors that won't open. The ones that open effortlessly are the correct doors, and that's what the law of unlimited potential shows you. And even though I got everything I wanted, FYI, for those of you who know me, you know that I did get a record deal with EMI Music. I did record 2 albums. I did put out the CDs. I have recently recorded more music, but I know today this is the form that spirit, that the conscious universe chose for me because it matched. It was a perfect vibrational match to the frequency that I was putting out. That other career was not a vibrational match. I thought it was supposed to be and it wasn't. So if anything like that has ever happened to you, oh, and you can do this with guys too, or women, or whatever gender that you like, have you ever chased anybody that didn't want you? Or like think, oh, that person is the one, the one that broke your heart. And right, and then every relationship is meant to fail except the one that lasts anyhow, but we keep chasing that which eludes us. So these are the kind of things to think about and consider with the law of unlimited potential. What is yours will not go past you. We know this. And anything that you are a vibrational match to can show up in your life, and you have to trust that the universe, this is how the law is coherent with us. It's not our job to choose that. Like, thank God I didn't quit. I kept telling people, oh, I'm going to quit doing readings. You know, thank God I didn't quit. And never mind, I've made a few detours along the way in my career in the past 30 years that I regret. So here we go. Don't force it. Know that your essence is your number one priority. And that's the other thing. The law of unlimited potential tells you, focus on the essence. Focus on how you want to feel. Focus on who you want to become and what that could look like for you. Now, when I say look like for you, how do you hold yourself in your world? And then you'll say, you know, maybe you'll think it's going to be one form, but if you can wear it loosely and it doesn't happen, you have to know that that wasn't for you, that something better is going to match you. And that's the thing you have to keep in mind. So essence is more important than form. And it says that the form that the conscious universe selects for you is always going to be in truth and in alignment with whatever frequency and magnetism you are putting out into the world, how you've been thinking, and what is in your highest good. So if you're sending out mixed messages to the universe, you're gonna get a mixed bag of response reactions. However, the fact is that at your core, you gotta remember the soul is your core. Your heart is your core. When you know, when you have pinged on the thing that calls to you, it may not be the form that, like, I know what calls to me. Oracle cards call to me. Teaching personal mastery through oracle cards calls me. I'm called to you. I know what that is. Now, you might feel called to something, but because you don't know what it is yet, it feels weird. But you just got to let it play out. Let yourself be willing to see the form that the conscious universe has for you, because that's how the law of unlimited potential works. And remember, whatever you put out there, remember again, plant lots of weed seeds, you're going to get lots of weeds. You don't want to plant the weeds. Okay, so now let's do the group reading. And the question that I asked was, do we have any limiting beliefs that are preventing the law of unlimited potential from acting fully in our lives and in this reading? What is it that we all have to fix? Everybody in personal mastery, what is it, this class? What could be hiding in the bushes that for all of us here? What's the solution? How do we get into alignment with that? So remember, limiting beliefs operate perfectly within the law of unlimited potential. Because if you have a limiting belief and you keep fostering that limiting belief, remember when we went back to the law of thought, the reticular activating system of the brain is going to make you only notice those, and then the body's going to respond, and the law of frequency happens, and the law of magnetism happens, and then we got to do the forgiveness thing, and now here we back in again. Like, geez, I would like more than the limitations of my beliefs, and this is how we have to look at it. So the first card is fork in the road in protection. Total indecision. Basically saying no to not buy into inertia, analysis paralysis, or fear of making a mistake. This card is also about self-judgment. Make a decision and move. So sometimes what happens when you get too attached and involved in the co-creation process, and you get very, in a weird kind of way, you try to be unlimited, but then you limit yourself. Well, what happens is that you can get caught in the inability to move, because maybe you think, I have too many choices, or I don't know what my purpose is, I don't know what my intention is. And then your head goes spinning around, and then you can't make a move. So what this card is saying, to work within the law of unlimited potential, you have to make any move. Just get out of your chair. Don't get stuck in it like an armchair astronaut. Just get up and move. Now, I love the next two cards. They're so fantastic. So what helps us with that? Well, the next card is blessed. We are not only worthy, but we are born in original blessing, because we are part of the conscious universe already, a part of spirit. We are already connected to the law of unlimited potential. We just need to claim our blessings. What is hiding in the bushes is our sense that we may not be blessed and that it's all hard work and effort, reminding us the way we used to think and giving us more information on what we need to do. So blessed reminds us that, and I think part of the issue in the West is that most people have been indoctrinated in some kind of monotheistic religion, where one of the basic tenets is that we are born in sin. So this whole storyline about how some way we are flawed and that we have to spend our entire life waiting to go to heaven and hanging out with the angels, or we end up in hell listening to heavy metal music and playing with the devil, which neither one of which I believe. So here's what this truly is you have to see yourself as born blessed. Wouldn't the soul be born blessed? There's no sin on a soul. We create that. To sin means to miss the mark and to go off course. That's all that means. It comes from a Greek word. We miss the mark. And guess how we miss the mark? We miss the mark to recognize that we are first spiritual beings, then we have a human experience. That's how we miss the mark. We see ourselves as human with the soul somehow trapped inside our body that escapes when we die, and that the brain creates our reality. That's not how it works at all. But that's what a lot of us are taught, and many of us are conditioned to believe that. So here's where we release that conditioning and we recognize that we are blessed right now. God doesn't make junk. You have been here, you're here as a harbinger of the divine. You are here as a representation of the divine intelligence, and you are a part of that, and you're here to claim your blessings and to co-create and be the artist in partnership with the big, big giant artist of the world. Now, the last question, what's our solution, is truth be told. And I love that card for this particular reading because it says, it means that we must get rigorously honest with ourselves about all the laws up till now. How are we thinking? What frequency are we putting out to the universe? Where's our energy? Where's our attention? Do we have to release or surrender something in order to be in tune? In other words, do we need to forgive somebody or something? Show it to me so I can course correct. So that's what the cards are for. Show it to me. And then it's really being true to ourselves. At the end of the day, when we operate it with the oracle cards that connect us to the conscious universe, we have a relationship that we are really saying yes to my higher power. And how do I stay in alignment? And this is how. So remember that the oracle cards are the tool, the bridge, the navigation system, the mirror, the flashlight, the map of how, and also, of course, the translator and communication device of how we can get information about to stay in that fantastic state of coherence with what is in our best interest and what we could possibly create that's new and exciting for our lives. Anything is possible when you open up your connection to the universe, and this proves it. I want to qualify what I mean when I say that anything is possible and the universe is fully abundant and limitless. You do have to take into account the place that you were born, even your astrology sign. You're going to have limitations imposed upon you by your culture, your family, the stories, your environment, etc. So you always are co-creating your reality within the framework of the environment that in which you do it. So there's going to be some natural limitations. And besides, you wouldn't be unique and inspired uniquely if you didn't have some limitations. But what we want to do is break out of the conditioned limits. We want to break out of the limits that prevent you from being more than what you are. That's really our point here. Let's recap this video. So we talked about the law of unlimited potential. We talked about how the universe is open and willing, and anything is possible at all, everywhere, all the time. Anything. That we are only limited by our beliefs and our perception, our ability to perceive the world through our five senses, our logic, intellect, memories, conditioning, etc. That limits us. It's natural. We are here to move beyond those limitations. Now, I did a demonstration about how to work with this particular law of unlimited potential, and you also are going to have this in your home play, but I did one for everybody, and we got fork in the road in protection, blessed, upright, and truth be told, upright, which is really all about making a decision whenever you find yourself stuck or limited by your perception. Just say, I'm willing to move out of it, trusting my higher power that I was born blessed, that I'm here as a representation of spirit, that of the conscious universe, of the divine matrix. Here I am, I'm here, I can do this, I can make miracles. And the end is, like, truth be told, this is about your uniqueness, your authenticity. Truth be told is all about authenticity and being totally rigorously honest with yourself, as well as being honest about how the laws are working in your life, because you are in relationship to the laws as they are in relationship to each other. Alrighty, we have a last video. I said this was the last video, but I lied. We actually are going to do a summary of all these in video 6, and I'll see you there.